This is Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence. Your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Backspin Golf is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Edwin Watts Golf, and Georgetown Advantage Air. Let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Championship Sunday. I'm trying to be very serious here. It's Championship Sunday. Welcome to Champions at Keene Trace for the final round of the Barbasol Championship. This is going to be a Sunday to remember here at Champions. You know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing that I'm in a booth in a tower overlooking the 18th green. I'm not. I'm pretty close to the 9th green and the 10th tee, but I'm picturing that I'm, you know how those they do it? They're up there in the booth and they're still whispering, which, can we talk about that? Like, they're enclosed up in a booth and they're still doing that golf whisper. He's got about 6 feet left. It's a little break, gently to right. I want to be positive today. I don't want to get into golf commentary and all that stuff. Actually, it's double Championship Sunday. This is every year, except last year, of course, when we didn't have the Barbasol. Every year, for the past 3 years, the Barbasol Championship, and before that, other PGA Tour events, they're called opposite field events, and we know, of course, that the Open Championship is being played at Royal St. George's, and they are well underway already because it started at 4 a.m. I'm a little upset with myself. It was 20 to 5 when I got up this morning. I missed the first 40 minutes of coverage of the Open Championship, but the fun won't start for a while. Here at the Barbasol, yesterday was, these guys are, as we always say, among the best in the world. On whatever professional tour you're playing, you're among the best in the world. I don't care if people have never heard of you. I don't care if it's the Korn Ferry Tour, the McKenzie Tour, the Challenge Tour over in Europe. And these guys here at the Barbasol, right here in Lexington, are among the best in the world. And yesterday, with a golf course that was very, very soft, because we, as you know, if you live here, we've had a ton of rain here for quite a while now. So they're playing lift clean in place, which means when they hit the ball in the fairway, they're allowed to mark their ball, pick it up, clean it off in case there's any mud on it, and place it back down. When you give pros a chance to do that, they're going to take advantage. Also, the greens are, which normally, and we played on Wednesday in the Pro-Am here, and I'm telling you, these greens are lightning fast. Wednesday they were. But this week, because of all the rain, when they hit a shot and it lands a foot from the cup, that's where it stays, right there. And again, when you give pros, the best in the world, a chance to do that, they're very aggressive, and they can go right at pins. They don't have to worry about a ball hitting next to the flag and rolling into the water. And yesterday, we had something here that's never happened before. At this golf course, James Hahn, who has missed his last, I want to say, seven cuts in a row on the PGA Tour, shot 60 here yesterday, 6-0, 30 on the front, 30 on the back. He had a putt on 18 to shoot 59, which, as we know in golf, is the magic number, and barely missed that putt and shot 60. And for a long time yesterday, he was leading at 17 under par. Well, the guys that went out later, now remember also, we had a two-hour delay in the morning because of rain. How surprising. And so the leaders, who were supposed to tee off at 2:50 p.m. yesterday, didn't tee off till 4:50 p.m. They didn't finish up until it was beautiful, actually, until 9 o'clock last night. And thankfully, they don't tee off until around 2:30 or 2:45 this afternoon. So they'll be able to rest up today for what's coming. The leaderboard is JT Poston at 19 under. James Hahn shot 60, and he's not even leading. He's two shots back. JT Poston, who is my pick to win this tournament today, 19 under. Luke List is at 18. John Bramlett at 17. Hahn at 17. David Lingmuth at 16 under, who I played in the Pro-Am with 3 years ago and apparently is still carrying around all the tips I gave him when we played that day. He's 16 under along with Seamus Power from Ireland. Ryan Armour, who was the leader going into the third round, is at 15. David Hearn is at 15. Bo Hogue is at 15. Jason Duffner, that's right, Jason Duffner is at 15. And then we got a ton of guys at 14. The cut here was 4 under par. That was the cut line. The scoring, as it is all the time, 2 years ago when Jim Herman won, it was 26 under par won this championship. And the year before in the inaugural Barbasol here in Lexington, 23 under, Troy Merritt won that tournament. So the chances are these guys are going to go low again today, and they have nothing to lose except for some money. Because if you finish 8th or 16th, you're going to have to fire at pins today. There will be a lot of scores under par. There's a record number of scores under par this year at the Barbasol. All right, we'll be updating and talking more about the Barbasol. We'll take a little break, and then Matt McCrady from Man of War Golf will join us. We'll talk Barbasol. And then this was pretty incredible. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to talk with Emily Brown and Catherine Brown, Cullen Brown's mother and sister. And if you don't know who Cullen Brown is and you're listening, please stick around for this talk that I had with them. It's an incredible, empowering story of this family from right here in Kentucky. And I want you all to hear that again. And then our buddy Dan Hauser from down in Florida is going to join me. He's from the stiffshaft.com, and we're going to talk Open Championship. All that's coming up right here on Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.
ESPN 92.5 FM and 1300 AM broadcasting live from the Barbasol Championship. Coverage of the Barbasol Championship and the British Open is sponsored by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, Jake's Cigar Bar, Clark's Pump and Shop, Man of War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Gearheads, Commonwealth Credit Union, Georgetown Advantage Air, and Edwin Watts Golf Store.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence. Broadcasting live from the Barbasol Championship on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train.
Welcome back to Champions at Keene Trace, where we're here for Championship Sunday at the Barbasol Championship with Backspin Golf. I love coming to a golf course. I usually play in the mornings at around 7 o'clock on the weekends, and it's great. It's really quiet. That's the way it was when I got here about an hour ago to start, you know, thinking about our show. And there was almost no one here yet. The first pros don't tee off until about 10 minutes from now. So at 7 o'clock, it was very quiet. I walked around. Just beautiful out here. And we have every finger we have crossed that the weather is going to be good today. We had some real troubling predictions earlier in the week, but it looks like everything's going to be great. All right, joining me now is my partner on this show from Man of War Golf, PGA professional. I don't know why he's not in this field. Matt McCrady joins us now. Hi, Matt.
Good morning.
Good morning. I mean, dude, I saw the shot you hit on 9 up close from 180 yards to about, what, 7 feet something?
Yeah, 7 feet or so.
Yeah, okay. And then you made the putt for birdie. I don't understand why you're not in this field. I don't get it.
That was just my, you know, one of my very few birdies. And then the pros out there are making birdie barrages. I don't think I can keep up with that.
Well, let's talk for a minute about this championship Sunday out here. And as I said in the open, this is going to be, this afternoon is going to be, I don't usually like to use the word shootout, but this is really going to be something because of what's gone on here, especially yesterday. A 60, 30 on the front, 30 on the back, and missing a putt. It could have been even lower than he was yesterday by two or three shots because he missed some putts that he could have easily made, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm like you. You know, you never like to use the term shootout just because it takes away from the illustrious feel that it has. But, I mean, that's what we're going to have today. I mean, like you said in the opening, these guys are going to be able to fire at pins. These guys that are a couple of back are just going to be going after it and going after it. And like you said, what do they really have to lose? I mean, a little bit of money, and they have everything to gain in FedEx Cup points and money. And
wow.
I'm excited to see, you know, out of the gate, you know, with these leaders, who's nervous, who's not nervous, and who's just like, you know what, let's just try to go win this thing and see what they can bring us to the table here today. It's a beautiful morning, too. I mean,
it is
going to be great.
It is, and it's about time. The Barbasol Championship is due. We did have some weather, obviously. Thursday night, we didn't get to complete the rounds. We had two one-hour weather delays, and there were a few handful of players that had to come back out and finish their round early the next morning. But they did last night, if you were watching the finish of the last group, which was right at about 9 o'clock last night, the sunset was unbelievable over the golf course. Just as the sun was about to disappear under the horizon, beneath the horizon, JT Poston was, making his final putt there. And we got to have everything ready to go for today. And it looks like, again, fingers crossed, everything will be fine today, and it's going to be amazing. Now, let's talk for a minute about James Hahn. And again, we've talked about this before. The way golf is as a game, he's missed his last seven cuts on the PGA Tour. He has not been playing well. And then he comes out and shoots 60, which, by the way, do you know the history of this tournament, Matt McCrady?
A little bit. I was one of the assistants there. I was the assistant the first 2 years it was there.
Yeah. Well, the Barbasol was played in Alabama before this.
Right.
And then there was a break. And then it moved here to Champions at Keene Trace. There were 360s shot during the Barbasol when it was played in Alabama. This is the first one that has been shot on this golf course here. And it's just amazing. A guy that hasn't been playing that well all of a sudden finds something. And then 60? How good do you have to be playing to shoot 60?
Well, I think, you know, that goes, what shocks me about that, it goes to show, like, the guy's missed a few cuts in a row, and then all these players need, they're so good, they just need to find that one thing, and once they find it, boom, there you go, you're presented with a 60. You know, he goes out and he just has it one day. And
right.
The hardest thing in golf, and any of those guys that are out of that golf course will tell you, the hardest thing to do is follow up a great round with another great round. But like we've said, they have nothing to lose. So I hope the team shoots 60 again. I think that would be pretty cool. I mean,
yeah.
the guy definitely deserves it, right? I mean, missing cuts and grinding and grinding and grinding, trying to figure it out, and then for him to be able to just find it this weekend would be pretty cool.
And of course, the great thing about having this tournament here, where so many people who never normally would get a chance to be this close to PGA Tour pros, are going to be out here, and there will be plenty people out here this afternoon watching what goes on. There were a lot of people here for most of the day yesterday. They get to see this up close. JT Poston, 19 under. Luke List, 18 under. Bramlett and Hahn, 17 under. David Lingmuth, 16 under with Seamus Power. And Ryan Palmer, and there are four guys at 15 under. What's I know the stats from the Open Championship, and I'm going to talk about it a little later in the show. But I think over there, if you're not within five shots, actually four, the last 31 major winners have all been at or within four shots of the lead going into the final round. The last 31 winners of majors. How far back do you think somebody might be able to come at the Barbasol? How far back?
Oh, boy. I mean, you've got a load. I mean, it's tough, right? I mean, you've got a load of guys at 15, 16 under. You know, I think JT at 19, it would take something really special from a guy like Jim Herman, Hendrick Norlander, Patrick Rogers, those guys at 14. It would take something super special, James Hahn yesterday S, for them to get there, because JT Poston, I mean, he shot 6 under yesterday. I mean, the pressure is going to be on today, the pressure of him leading in the final round, and, you know, his caddy is from Kentucky, so there's a little bit of extra pressure there. So you've got all of that, and he's probably going to shoot a couple under, so you got to think the guys at 16, you know, three back will be the guys, you know, that will be as far back, in my opinion,
yeah,
that you could back from.
I would think so. And you just mentioned this is actually pretty funny. Aaron Fleener, his caddy, is a huge Kentucky fan. JT Poston roots for a team called the Tar Heels, if you can believe that. There's no way I could root for him to win. Obviously. But the stories, the back and forth of the two of them coming to Lexington to play, and the little side bets and what's been going on between guys that root for Kentucky and the Tar Heels is pretty funny. Obviously, they're great friends. He's doing a great job with JT Poston. And by the way, on the Golf Channel broadcast, which has been fantastic, it's just how beautiful this golf course is, on that broadcast, they talked a lot about JT Poston is one of the very best putters on the entire PGA Tour, and you're certainly seeing that this week.
I mean, it's almost like he's made everything he's looked at, right?
I mean...
I think his strokes gained is through the roof. I mean, his putts per round, 28. I mean,
yeah, yeah. And by the way, James Hahn had 22 putts yesterday when he shot 60. That's how well he was putting.
Putts besides in a 9-hole round would be the only time I ever had 22 putts.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And you're one of the best in the world, so
oh,
you know,
goodness.
we all know what that means. All right, before we let you go, pick one. You and I are going to pick winners. Who's going to win this tournament?
Give me, I'm going to pick the guy in second place, Luke List. I really like his game right now. He's been striping it lately. I think he surprises us and kind of creeps out of that last group and sneaks it away from everybody.
Holy cow. All right.
He hits it a long way.
He does. And by the way, speaking of hitting it a long way, there are some guys in this field, and they're young guys who you will hear about. Bramlett, talk about hitting it a long way. He's 17 under. He's two back. And, again, everybody, Craig Perks for the Golf Channel, John Cook, who we all know had a long, great career on the PGA Tour. They all talk about Bramlett as somebody that we are going to be hearing a lot about in the coming years. And he's a joke how far he hits it.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
any of these guys, though, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I asked the pro I played with in the Pro-Am, Robbie Shelton, who I've talked a lot about. I said, what's your average this year on tour. He said, middle of the pack, about 290. You know, I'm kind of average distance-wise. I mean, think about that. 290 is average. Now, that's carry also.
Right.
So, you know, 290 for me is a driver and a 6-iron. Anyway, well, that's not exactly true. All right. Well, thanks, man, and we'll catch up again next Sunday, and I will see you out at Man of War Golf. I wish I got to get out. Will you go out with me and play Thoroughbred in Nicholasville? Will
Absolutely.
You do that? Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, I'm exhausted from all our Barbasol work. I'm going to take a couple days off this week and maybe play golf. All right. Thanks, Matt McCrady. You're a great one. Okay. See ya. Thanks, man. All right. When we get back, I want you all to listen to a one of the I've been doing this show 6 years. This is one of the most meaningful segments I've ever done on this show because of the subject matter. A young man named Cullen Brown, who played at the University of Kentucky here and tragically passed away. And his mom, Emily, and his sister, Catherine, came and sat down with me yesterday morning. I want all of you to hear this, so stick around. And then Dan Hauser from the Stiff Shaft to wrap all this up. We are at Champions at Keene Trace for the final round of the Barbasol Championship here on ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.
ESPN 92.5 FM and 1300 AM broadcasting live from the Barbasol Championship. Coverage of the Barbasol Championship and the British Open is sponsored by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, Jake's Cigar Bar, Clark's Pump and Shop, Man of War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Gearheads, Commonwealth Credit Union, Georgetown Advantage Air, and Edwin Watts Golf Store.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence, broadcasting live from the Barbasol Championship on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Welcome back. Backspin Golf on this championship Sunday morning. Championship here at Champions at Keene Trace Golf Course for the Barbasol Championship. And, of course, over in England at Royal St. George's, the 149th champion golfer of the year will be crowned later on today. And that's going to be something, too. I can't wait. This is quite a day. If you love golf and you're a golf fan, this is one of the best days there are in the whole year. All right. Yesterday I had a chance to sit down with the mom and sister of Cullen Brown, Emily and Catherine Brown. It's an incredible story. And in case you missed it, I would like you to hear it again because of how important it is to this community, how important this young man, Cullen Brown, was to even people that never met him. I never met Cullen, but I'll tell you, I loved the kid just from reading about him and talking to people who knew him, even if you met him for 5 minutes. So here is my conversation yesterday with Emily Brown and Catherine Brown. We're at the Barbasol Championship here in beautiful Lexington, Kentucky. And when you speak about Lexington, Kentucky, and golf, there's a name that comes up from a former UK golfer. Cullen Brown is the name. And this is a very special, special time for Cullen's family. And I am here. I am so happy to be here with Emily, Cullen's mom. Hi, Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Catherine, who's a pretty good golfer in her own right and is going to be going to college in a couple. I got the whole story, but we'll get more from you. Hi. It's nice to have you here.
Nice to see you.
Here's the deal. All our audience knows who Cullen is, obviously. But there are a lot of people who listen in a lot of different places to this show. Can you tell us briefly, tell all of them a little about Cullen and what happened to Cullen?
Cullen was a very, he did a lot of living in 19 and a half years. He had a stellar junior career in golf across the country and even across the globe. We played in France. Then he was he made his decision early to go to the University of Kentucky. Loved the coaches. Buddies were there. And he played one semester in college and had a great career at UK. Played in the Barbasol in 19. Lived his dream for a week. Drove a Lexus. Loved every second of that. And then about 3.5 weeks later, he was diagnosed with osteosarcoma.
Yeah.
And we had a 345-day battle with that monster, and we lost him.
Yes. That's the backstory to Colin. And Catherine, I'll get to you in a second to talk about being his sister, which is different than being his son. See how smart I am? Isn't
there
that
go.
Duh? Anyway, I said to Dan Kett when he told me that I could possibly talk to you this morning. Here's the thing about Colin. I never met Colin, and I hate that. But there is no way to describe how amazing a young man he was, because we have all heard stories about athletes who pass away way too young. Unfortunately, it happens all the time. We read about it. Even at the University of Kentucky or wherever we are. I have never in my life heard people talk about one of those young people in the way that people talk about Colin. Never, ever. And what's happened since then in the community at UK, and you're going to talk about what's going on with the golf course and the trophy that's here. I can only imagine how incredible a young man he was.
It speaks to the person he was.
Yeah.
that people want to keep his memory and have a legacy. And Cullen would not want that attention.
He of
was
course
very,
not.
Very humble. But, you know, it warms our hearts to know that, you know, he left his mark and people, you know, want to keep his memory alive.
And the thing is, I've been trying to leave a mark for decades and it's not working. He did it in 19 and a half years. And I will say this before I get to Catherine. You talk about Colin. There's a reason Colin was the way that he is. It has to do with his parents. I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if you know them. But
you know.
I'm just saying. It's a testament to how he grew up. As much as the person he was, it's a testament to you all.
Well, thank you.
It really is.
It takes a village. And,
yeah.
And the good Lord above had a whole
had
whole
a plan.
Lot. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Okay. All right. Now, you, Ms. Catherine, your brother, how much older was he than you?
5 years.
5 years. That's almost the perfect age of siblings, because you're young, 5 years younger than him, so he wants to be protective mm-hmm. of you. And it's his sister. It's not a brother, which is you're beating each other up. You're a sister. So you have this brother. Tell me about your feelings about Colin as you were growing up, because I don't think a lot of people kind of talk about this stuff.
Definitely, Colin was more of a mentor. He was definitely, I loved him to death. He was more of a mentor, I think. I looked up to him. I wanted to be just like him when I was little, and I plan on still doing that, and I'm 16, so I'm still looking up to him. So,
you know, this just makes me angry. It does, because just hearing that from a 16-year-old, like I said, I'm decades older, and I'm not at that point yet, so I don't know how you're doing it. Did you guys play... when did you start playing golf?
Oh, I played, I think I started when I was 9, maybe. And I played these little tours growing up, but I wasn't really interested. I played basketball a lot.
Oh.
And I was really into basketball. And then right after he passed away, I decided basketball isn't where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I quit and I started to focus on golf as my only sport.
Well, This is great. I know you're 2 years away. Do you have any idea where you want to go? Do you want to go to UK?
My dream school is UK.
Yeah.
That's where I want to go. But I'm keeping my options open, kind of just letting everything kind of pan out.
Okay. Well, I'll make this offer right now. I would love to be your agent. And here's the thing. Because now with this, do you know about this name, image, likeness stuff going on? We can make a lot of money. All right, just keep it. You too, Emily.
Let's
keep
go.
This in the back of your head. Let's go. She says, "All right, I want to talk to you a little about. Tell everybody about the. First of all, why are you here at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning at the Barbasol? What happened today?
We are here because Catherine was asked to hit. At first, the initial thought was for her to hit the opening tee shot on Thursday morning. In honor and memory of her brother. She was playing in a golf tournament in South Dakota on Thursday, so didn't really fit our schedule.
Wait a second. Hold on. You're supposed to let your agent know these things, okay? You were playing at a golf tournament in South Dakota?
Yes,
on Thursday?
Week. Yeah, we were there yesterday morning.
This is just great. Okay. All right. Okay. So she couldn't do it Thursday morning.
So the Barbasol committee sent a letter to the PGA asking for permission to do it this morning because that would fit our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. So we got home at 2 a.m. Friday morning from South Dakota, 12 and a half hour drive.
Hello.
Slept a few hours, did a little laundry, repacked, and we were in town last night by 8:30 because her brother would want us to do this.
Of course
he would. It was important to us for her to do that. In honor of him, even though she was not the media darling of calmness this morning, and I'm sure her brother was watching from above, getting a pretty good kick out of it.
I was going to say laughing.
Yes, yes.
How'd you do? Where'd you hit it? Right down the middle? Did you stripe one?
I hit it pretty solid, but it was just a hair. It was just in the rough. I didn't make it.
That's okay. Have you seen? These are the best guys in the world. You seen where they're hitting it? Are you kidding me? I remember the very first, I was an actor for a long time, and I played in celebrity golf tournaments. And the very first one I played at, my brother said to me, and it was a big one, it was the Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
And there were 200 people behind the first tee. And my brother, who was playing in it, also said, when you go to put your ball in the ground on the first tee, get your partner to do it. I said, what are you talking about? He said, your hand will be shaking. And I said, but please. And I got to that first tee, and I couldn't. And I called my partner over. I said, put this on. I'm too big to put my ball on
the
tee.
Cool.
I don't get nervous. I was petrified. So you took a deep breath this morning.
I definitely did. I'm a nervous person to begin with. I get nervous over the littlest things. And I think that's what's making Cullen laugh right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you did that this morning. That was fantastic. And before I let you go, we also have a couple other things. There is a certain trophy now that we didn't have before. Tell us about that.
The Barbasol Junior Tournament where a young player can play his way into this event.
Which we just saw with Preston Summerhayes.
Yes.
He'll be the first one to get this.
Yes, he was presented the Cullen Brown Trophy. Catherine and I drove up on the final day of that tournament mm-hmm. and presented the trophy.
Yeah.
Gorgeous piece of hardware. And so that was a great honor in Cullen's memory.
This is what I mean. This is not just a tragedy of a young man that passed away early. This is way more than that because of who he was. So we have the trophy. And there's a little matter now of some golf course somewhere that you, can you tell me about this? Where is this golf course that I need to get invited to go play? Hello?
Okay, so the golf course is a state park. It's called Mineral Mound. It's actually where me and my brother grew up practicing. We'd go late night, chip putt, do like little wedges around the greens, and that's where we spent most of our time, even though we were told not to practice together because I was a little distracting at that point. But like now I go out there and practice, and it's being named the Cullen in honor of him, which is fantastic.
And these are things that are, this goes on forever. For as long as we have a Barbasol Junior Championship, the winner will receive that trophy. And for as long as people are playing golf at that golf course, that's where they're going. And this is what I mean. This does not happen very often. I've never heard of stuff like this, really. Okay, we have a couple minutes left. Here's the other thing. What are you guys going to do now? Are you going home? You're going to sleep. You're going to go back home and go to sleep. Or are you going to hang around and watch a little golf?
We're hanging around to watch a little golf today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to spend the day here.
Oh, good.
We are.
That's great. Well, I may see you later if, you know. I know you're a big shot now, but say hello to me if you see me out.
We should go play golf sometime.
You know,
at the Cullen.
Okay.
There you go.
But here's the thing. We talked a little bit about this before. I'm a very humble guy, as anybody that knows me will tell you. I played in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. I had two great guys that I played with, two pros. And I had to hold my game back because I thought it would be rude if I played better than the two guys playing in the tournament. I'm not sure. You would beat me like a drum. I'm telling you. I am actually playing pretty poorly. I played really badly on Wednesday. I told them it was because I didn't want to show them up, but, you know.
It's the game of golf.
It is the game of golf. Well, you heard what happened with Matt Every here in the tournament. Did you hear this?
No, we hadn't heard this.
Oh, Matt Every, who 6 years ago won the Arnold Palmer.
Yes.
2 years in a row.
Yes.
He's missed his last 18 cuts and got to 17. He was way over par. Got to 17, threw his putter in the lake, and, yeah, he's a little upset.
Did someone go get that putter?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh. Well, now we know where we're going today, Kat.
No, we are not.
Did you bring your scuba suit and all that stuff?
No, I did not.
You know how many golf balls are in that lake?
A lot.
I'll do it with you. We can make a see. I'm already figuring out stuff for you to do as your agent so we can get some of this. I can't tell you how much this means to me to meet both of you and to talk to both of you.
It's our pleasure.
It's just as great. Backspin Golf has been on for 6 years now, and this is one of my favorite segments I ever did. So hopefully I'll see you around here. Dan has a way to get in touch with you guys.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I am going to take you up on this.
Heck yeah.
And you and I are going to go play at the Cullen.
Definitely. Okay. Have a fun time.
How long a drive is it?
From here, 3 hours, 200 miles.
That's nothing.
What, are you kidding me?
No, we just drove 800. Come on.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having
both
us.
Both of you. Wow. Wow. What a family. I got a really nice note from Jay Brown, who was Cullen's uncle. The whole family is just amazing. And I'm very grateful I got a chance to sit down with the both of them. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, our guy Dan Hauser from down in Florida, he's with thestiffshaft.com. We're going to talk a little Open Championship as we get ready to roll into Championship Sunday. Here from Champions at Keene Trace and the Barbasol Championship on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
ESPN 92.5 FM and 1300 AM broadcasting live from the Barbasol Championship. Coverage of the Barbasol Championship and the British Open is sponsored by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, Jake's Cigar Bar, Clark's Pump and Shop, Man of War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Gearheads, Commonwealth Credit Union, Georgetown Advantage Air, and Edwin Watts Golf Stores.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence. Broadcasting live from the Barbasol Championship on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Barbasol Championship Sunday. Championship Sunday, not only here at the Barbasol, but also in Sandwich, England, at Royal St. That's right, Royal St. George's, this is going to be unbelievable over there at the Open. Brooks Koepka is 4 under through 9 holes so far. Something's going to happen big out there, and the only guy I need to hear get a prediction from. because I'm about to make a huge bet, is our pal Dan Hauser from thestiffshaft.com, greatest website name ever. Hi, Dan Hauser.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going. How are you?
Oh, yeah. We've reached the end for all of us who have put our bodies through what we've put them through this week with these time changes. So we're at the home stretch. We made it.
Yeah, all you have to do, well, of course, after the Open Championship on the Golf Channel, I think starting at 4, you'll watch the end of the Barbasol Championship, of course.
Absolutely, of course. That's in a normal time schedule. So that's a
right. Right. And you know, yesterday James Hahn shot 60 here. I mean, you know, they're okay playing over at the Open, but these guys are a joke here at the Barbasol. I mean, really. 60 he shot. Anyway, let's talk a little about going into championship. And as we know, this round has started. There are, you know, plenty of guys out on the golf course already. Sergio, oh, this is interesting. Sergio's 4-under through 4 so far. He's too far back, though, right?
Yeah. There's, I mean, even Brooks, who just went out in 31, I think it's a little too late at this point.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think somebody is going to go real. Everybody is saying, I don't know if you heard me say this. Every one of the last 31 major winners have been at or within 4 shots of the lead going into Sunday. 31 in a row. And so with Louis at minus 12, we're talking about Corey Connors, Scottie Scheffler, Spieth, Morikawa, or Louis. Those are the guys at or within 4 shots of the lead. But I just think Brooks somehow could go really low today. We've had a number of 65s out there already.
And, you know, there's one name that you did not mention in that, obviously, because he is more than 4 shots off the lead, but a guy to keep an eye out today, who I think if anyone is going to potentially give Louis a run for his money and even surpass him, and that is a John Rahm at 7-under and only 5 shots back of the lead. So I think,
yeah, there's that guy.
Yeah, there's that guy. You know, only the reigning U.S. Open champion. You know, just
right,
that guy.
Yeah,
but yeah, with the scores that are currently being put up by some of the guys on the golf course. I think even the guys currently at 7-under are guys that have to be considered a realistic threat at this point, you know, especially when you have John Rahm sitting there at 7-under.
Now, I thought that you might be going for my personal favorite in this tournament, Marcel Diem, who is at 6-under, but playing this week with the greatest man bun in the history of sports, if there is such a thing.
He's an absolute legend. If there's anyone that has done it, I have never even once considered doing a man bun. But man, watching that guy this week, I might have to give it a try just to see if I can pull it off.
Yeah, well, that'd be great. Those of us that don't have hair anymore could only long for. Even when I had hair, I couldn't do that. But there are so many. You know, first of all, let's get this out of the way. Okay, I think the best thing that happened this week at the Open Championship was that the cheater didn't make the cut, so we didn't see him at all. And up until today, we all know the person, the player, that I dislike the most. I won't say hate because it's a strong word. Bryce Epps, the Bulk, shot 65 today, going out early. Of course, it didn't matter because he started the day in 64th place. And I'm sorry, I don't have any sympathy for all the trials he's been through, especially in this last week. I don't care. I won't have to see any of him when I watch the Open today.
You know, if you go out and shoot 65, but no one's awake to see it, did you really shoot a 65?
Yeah, ooh, think about that one. Good one, Dan. Good one. I think I've heard that before, that saying. Maybe not put that way, but... but that's absolutely true. Now, watching the closing round yesterday, the final holes, Jordan, was at 11 under and one back, and then 17 and 18, three putt. I mean, it was shocking, actually, to see those bogeys from Jordan Spieth at the end of the round.
Absolutely, and those bogeys, you know, it was looking, you know, like it was going to be a metaphorical two-horse race heading in today with him and Louis. Obviously, Colin Morikawa was there at 11 under, so from an actual, you know, scoring standpoint, a three-horse race. But then to do that, not only did he give, you know, Louis a little bit of a cushion there, although he's still only one ahead of Morikawa, I feel like those bogeys let in all those guys that you mentioned at 8 under and somebody like a John Rahm at 7 under, because now they're, you know, they're looking at it and saying, okay, I mean, yeah, Louis's there, but there's a lot, there's, I don't know, in my opinion, I feel like you could look at that and say, okay, there's an opportunity here now to do something, because seeing somebody like Spieth, who just could not miss for essentially the last 3 days, go bogey to finish his round off, I don't know, it feels like it led a lot more guys back into this thing, even though Spieth wasn't even leading in the first place.
Right. I think that's well said, and by the way, he was out immediately. You knew he would be out on the putting green for a long time with his coach and Michael Greller, his caddy. And then he took his putter back to wherever he's staying. I have a feeling he slept with that putter last night, right next to him.
Either that or he scolded it and made it sleep in the closet overnight. You know.
Oh boy. Oh no. That couldn't happen. All right, we only got about a minute, a little under a minute. Who are we going with? Who's your pick?
I think it would be awesome to see Louis Oosthuizen win this thing. I think it would just be a great win for him, a great win for golf, and I think it would be an enjoyable thing today to see him culminate, you know, the play he's had as of late. I mean, if you think about kind of the near misses he's had over these, you know,
yeah,
recently majors, for him to, if he could close this out today, I think it'd be a cool thing to see.
I do too, and I'm picking Louis also, and that means we get to see that viral video of him lip syncing on that private plane for another week straight, and that would be awesome. All right, thanks, man. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for hopping on these last 2 days, and I'll probably talk to you again real soon.
All right, sounds good. Everyone enjoy the golf today.
Thanks, man. You too. All right, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank, of course, our great partners, Man of War Golf, Edwin Watts, Georgetown Advantage Air, Commonwealth Credit Union, and Karen Harbin are just amazing. Clark's Pump and Shop, Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown, Gearheads, Lexington Parks and Rec, and Jake's Cigar Bar. This has been Backspin Golf from Champions at Keene Trace on Championship Sunday at the Barbasol. Have a great day. Stay tuned. It's The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor coming up, and then The Angelo Show, all from the Barbasol. This is ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.